Florence Nightingale was important in the history of medicine because she helped create a new nursing profession. The Nightingale School at St Thomas' Hospital, London, created the modern nursing profession. She also improved conditions for soldiers during the Crimean War. By 1887, Nightingale nurses had gone to work in Australia, Canada, India, Ceylon, Germany, Sweden, and the USA. In 1901, there were in Britain 2,000 student nurses, 3,170 trained nurses in hospitals, and many thousands of others working in the home nursing. Florence was helped by a number of factors, perhaps the most important being war. The Crimean War was important because it was during this war the conditions were so bad that wounded soldiers were dying like flies. Before Nightingale went out there, 42% of soldiers were dying in Scutari Hospital. Conditions were so dreadful with blocked sewers, no trained nurses, no blankets and no bandages. Communication is an added factor. The treatment of soldiers during the war was not enough. However, William Russell reported on the battles for the Times newspaper. He was the first war correspondent. He wrote an article complaining about the treatment of the wounded soldiers. News of this was sent home by the use of the telegraph and the steamship so people could read about the conditions within a day or two. As a result, the government needed to do something. The government also helped Florence Nightingale in her work. As a result of the newspaper reports, the government had to do something to appease public opinion. The cabinet minister responsible for conditions in the army was Sidney Herbert, a personal friend of the Nightingale family, who knew Florence well, and he wrote to her asking for help. The work of Nightingale herself was also important. When Florence was younger, she had visited the cottages of the poor when people were sick. Florence wanted a purpose in life and wanted to go into nursing. She quarrelled with her mother and sister, but her father gave her some support. In 1851, she was appointed matron of the sanatorium for sick governesses in London. She saw the need for trained nurses. At first, she was opposed by army doctors, but gradually they saw how important nurses were. The death rate in the Crimea fell from 42% to 2% in the years that they were there. As a result of the work they did in cleaning up hospitals, etc., and helping the wounded after the war, the public subscribed £50,000 to set up a Nightingale School of Nursing. Opposition to Nightingale's work failed when Pasteur developed his germ theory and Simpson developed anaesthetics and Lister antiseptics.